Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 22 of the Lose Weight, Create Life podcast. My name is Ryan Tomko, and today we're back with another interview. Today, I sat down with my friend Joey at Joey Losing Weight on Instagram, and Joey also has his own podcast, the Joey Losing Weight Podcast. Joey brings a lot of insight today into the start of his journey and kind of what's kept him going up to this point throughout his weight loss journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to share this episode with a friend, somebody you feel this message may be of use to. With that, let's get into today's episode. Joey, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm super grateful for your time and you getting up early this morning to record with me. Thank you for coming on and thank you for sharing your message with us. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. And it's not too early for me. I've been up for like the last 4 hours.
That's kind of how I've been too. So I guess for some, 10 a.m. is a little early though. So I figured I'd, you know, just make a point to thank you for that because some people are just getting out of bed. That's for sure.
Oh, if you were talking to me from 10 years ago,
yeah,
you'd have to wait another 3 or 4 hours.
Right. Oh, I get that 100%.
Yeah.
Now, Joey, take us into your history a little bit. Take us back to when you first started losing weight and kind of what got you started and what you've been doing up until now.
Well, this current weight loss journey I'm on is probably my third or fourth time.
Yeah.
Because there have been times in the past where I've lost some weight. One time I lost 80 pounds. Another time I lost 50 pounds, and both times I gained all the weight back.
Sure.
And what stuck with it for the most part this time was starting New Year's Day of 2018. I decided I was going to start an Instagram to keep track of it, and I figured like maybe that could make a difference, like having sort of an online journal or like something visual to like really track and like people could follow along with and I could hold myself accountable with.
Right.
And having that and the people I connected with in the community that I become a part of that you and I are a part of has, I feel, been the most beneficial this time around as far as sticking with it overall. Sure. And I've had a couple of setbacks. It's been a year and a half. I've had a couple of setbacks, but this is what's kept me from like completely giving up and like going all the way back this time.
Yeah. Yeah, that sense of community, definitely. I know that's been a big encouraging factor for me as well, because before I felt so guarded and felt like I had to hide a part of myself while I was trying to lose weight. And, you know, even to like coworkers and stuff, I kept it real hush hush and didn't even say anything. And it's very freeing and very, like you can really breathe a little easier knowing that there's people out there that will support you and help you along the way. And you're not going through this alone because it is tough and there's a lot that goes into it. And yeah, like you said, that sense of community is so important just to keep us going and motivated and really connected to others.
Yeah. And that's a big deal because this community, they're going through it with you. They know, for the most part, they know exactly what you're going through.
Right.
And in the past, like, you know, family and friends, they can obviously support you and try to encourage you, but they're not going through it with you. Like they can't, I mean, they're not relating it's not just the physical, it's the mental, a huge mental component. And they're not really, you know, able to relate to that because they're not going through it with you. And to have a community of people who can relate, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I think of that in the same way I think of certain personal trainers I see out in the field nowadays, it's tough to relate to somebody who's really overweight if you've never really been there. Because, you know, if you've lost like 10 pounds and that was like a big deal for you, but you're really skinny otherwise, and you're still, you know, even with that 10 pounds, you weren't like obese by any means. It's tough to relate to somebody who's, you know, 200, 300 pounds overweight and has that huge mountain to climb where, you know, walking is hard and climbing up steps is hard. When everything you do when we're overweight is really difficult. I mean, I'm sure you remember, and I remember those days when walking up a flight of stairs, you're winded, and walking, you know, to get something downstairs and then going back upstairs, it's tough. And it's tough for your, you know, I feel like trainers, and then, yeah, like you said, people in our lives to relate to that if they've not really been through that and have never, you know, had all this weight to lose and such a big mountain to climb. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I've had those conversations with myself where I have to like go upstairs and downstairs to get something. I'm like, do I really need it?
Right. Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean,
yeah, a crying baby. I'm like, do I really need to go?
I know. Well, I mean, and that's a big dilemma, you know, and when we both started a lot heavier, those are the things you think about. Do I really need this? Do I really want to get up and exert myself to go down and get it? I remember, so I live in a two-story home, and I remember when I would have to go get the laundry and then climb back up. It would be, you know, two flights of stairs, one to my basement and then one to the upstairs. And man, I would come up with a load of laundry, just like huffing and puffing. Like I, you know, I had just run a mile, and now, you know, now it's not like that at all. But yeah, at the beginning, it's tough when even something as seemingly simple as climbing your stairs in your home is really overexerting yourself. It's tough.
Yeah. And I'm still technically obese. Like, even with the weight I've lost, I'm still considered obese. Mm-hmm. But it comes much easier to me now to do something like that, just because I'm conditioning myself to, I've been conditioning myself to like do like more activities.
Yeah.
And so like walking, you know, walking downstairs to the basement and then back upstairs from is like not a big deal to me anymore.
Right. Well, yeah. And I mean, I can definitely relate, because I know where I'm at, I'm still considered obese as well. And I think for somebody my height, I'm 6'3", and I think somebody of my height, you have to be, I want to say it's under 200 pounds or right around the 200 pound range to be considered just overweight. And to me, it's like mind boggling to think of that, just because of, you know, where I'm at now. And I'm, you know, knocking on 100 pounds almost total. And it's crazy to think about getting another 100 down and like that would be considered just overweight instead of obese. It's crazy. And I think, if I remember correctly, they're changing their guidelines as far as all of that goes. And truly, I don't know how much of it really holds any weight, because I mean, if you're feeling better, if you're looking better, you know, that's what's really important. And it gets kind of sad watching people chase, you know, that certain BMI to, you know, get themselves under the classification of just healthy, you know, healthy weight. And our bodies are just, you know, made up differently. And it's, and like you were saying before we recorded, not checking the scale constantly, when we tie ourselves to those numbers, it's so hard to get any satisfaction, I feel like, out of what we're doing here, instead of just taking it day by day, because it's so easy to get discouraged if you don't see the scale dropping as quickly as it once did, or, you know, if you're not hitting that BMI number to where you're classified differently. It's just an interesting little conundrum that I think everybody goes through at some point.
Yeah, I mean, and it's definitely still something I struggle with. That's why I've been trying to go no scale a bit lately.
Yeah.
And I mean, also because like my diet hasn't been the best the past couple of weeks. But I mean, overall, I know I'm doing well, but and I tell everyone, and I hear the message all the time, don't focus on the scale, but it's still hard not to.
Right.
I totally get, like, when people want to get discouraged when they think they do everything right and they gain a pound or two.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, something, it doesn't say what you expect it to say.
And yeah.
But, like, that, same idea that it always, like, makes you feel great when you do see it go down.
Right.
So,
yeah,
it's kind of a weird, it's on the one hand, you say don't pay attention to the scale, but then when the scale is going good, then that's when we can get super excited. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know if I'm making much sense what I'm saying, but it's kind of a weird, it's kind of a weird, like, thing.
It's very, like, paradoxical, because you don't want to keep checking the weight constantly or the scale constantly, because it's not going to drop that quickly all the time. But at the same time, you do every, you know, I usually tell people, like, every month, like, if you're just starting out, maybe the first couple of weeks, sure, check in once a week, but then maybe go, like, a month at a time before you're looking, and really focus on everything else. You know, am I staying consistent? Is my head in the right place? Am I sticking to my diet? And, you know, the feeling you're going to get is going to be, like, your overall feeling day to day is going to be a lot more satisfactory than the number on the scale. Because if you jump on after a month and it's only down 5 pounds, but you're feeling a lot better and you're feeling, you know, your just body is feeling a lot lighter, I feel like that is a bigger win. But then, like you said, at the same time, people may not focus on that, and then they only see the 5 pounds drop off, and then they're like, well, you know, what have I done all this whole month? And it's this, like, back and forth that's really tough. And then the other thing that to consider is that, you know, the muscle you make, if you're doing strength training, the muscle you make weighs more than the fat you're losing, you know, pound for pound. And it's tough to kind of balance that out. And I know I've been going through that lately, is the scale hasn't been dropping as much, but I know I'm creating more muscle, and it's this weird thing. And that's why, you know, right now I check the scale almost every day, and, but I don't tie myself to that. And it's hard to get out of the habit of doing that. If you're weighing yourself every day, every other day, whatever it is, that you don't tie yourself to that number, that you stick, you know, you evaluate everything else, and then the weight's just a byproduct. But really the important thing is, how am I feeling? Because I think most of us, I'm sure you could agree, Joey, is the reason we start losing weight in the first place is we just feel like crap. And, you know, the old adage of you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, it really rings true when you start losing weight and you feel just better and you feel lighter and you feel like you can live again. I feel like that's really the rewarding thing to focus on, because you can do so much more with your life.
And you can fit into old clothes again.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right now I'm wearing an old pair of shorts that I think I don't know if I was at my highest weight, but I was close to my highest weight, like, when I tried to put these on and I could barely get them up.
Sure.
And now they're, like, I'm wearing them now, they're perfect, they fit perfectly.
Right. I've been doing that a lot with old t-shirts lately, because I'm sure many of us, you know, when you throw a t-shirt on, you have to, like, pull it out and stretch it out a little bit to fit you a little looser. And yeah, it's really rewarding to be able to put it on and not have to, like, adjust it all. You could just throw it on and go. So I totally get that.
Or I have a bunch of button down shirts, like old ones I can button all the way down again.
Right.
You know,
Well, yeah, and that's, dress clothes are so tight, you know, like that as it is. So that's a big accomplishment, because those are very, you know, form fitting to a degree. They don't have much looseness unless you buy the special elastic ones. And yeah, that's a big win. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So Joey, when you started this last time, you really focused on losing weight again. What was it for you? Was it just the start of the new year, like you had mentioned, or was it, was there a moment that made you realize, like, okay, I need to shift things around. I need to get my health back in order. What was it for you this time around that really made you start? And I mean, you've been going strong for a while now and your consistency has been great, but yeah, what got you started this first time around?
I think it was a combination of, again, it was, I started New Year's Day.
Yeah.
So it was a combination of like the new year feeling like a fresh start. Just getting that mindset of, I was just tired of where I was at. And the start of this Instagram page I created, and a few people I connected with, like right off the bat, and like the people I followed for inspiration.
Yeah.
To start with, it was, I think it was like a combination of like a few different things. And I believe I've heard Gary talk about this. It was, you just have to be mentally ready.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, maybe this time I was just mentally ready.
Right.
Oh, and just overall.
Yeah. You know, there is that thought process. At the same time, I'm going to challenge Gary a little bit there, because I don't think we're ever really ready, you know? It's tough because, kind of like when you get married or when you have a child, you're never really ready for those things to come up. And same with weight loss, those things are kind of daunting all on their own. And I don't think you're ever really ready for those things, but you kind of find yourself along the way. You find yourself to be a good parent. You find yourself to learn to be a better husband or wife. And it's, I think the same holds true with weight loss, because I don't think we're ever really ready. We just kind of start, and then we start learning more, and we implement those new things we learn. And then it's tough, because if you have somebody that needs to lose weight, right, it's kind of tough to have that conversation with them, like, hey, you need to get your mind ready first and then get going. But I think really just like starting and taking that first step, you know, going on a walk every day, cutting back on what you eat, and then just slowly building it up and learning along the way is, I mean, I think that's a tremendous feat in yourself, because I think many, many people that I've come in contact with, I'm sure you as well, Joey, they get into that paralysis by analysis where they just overthink everything. And you see all this stuff on Instagram or you through different websites, and you think, man, I have to change everything. Like, I have to take my, you know, I have to clear out my entire kitchen. I have to change up my entire life, or else I'm never going to lose a pound. And, you know, I'm sure you and I can both agree that that's just not the case. And so I feel bad for people that get into that state where they just overthink everything and feel like they have to do a whole 180 on their entire life before they ever start.
Well, that was something I had trouble with in the past, because like the previous times I tried to lose weight, I would do that, like change everything all at once.
Right.
And, the way we're set up is like, if you change everything all at once, you start like depriving yourself of, you know, like certain things, it ends up like leading back to, you know, I'm having trouble thinking of the phrasing here. you know what I mean? It tends to lead back to the,
yeah, you revert to those old habits again.
The falling back into old habits and completely collapsing.
Yeah.
Oh. I think for me, it started with just like change. Like, I used to drink soda like crazy. Like, right. I would drink soda more than water. I would drink it like it was water.
Right.
Pretty much. I could go through. Oh, like, I would buy those 24-ounce six-packs of, like, Pepsi. Mm-hmm. Or I would drink Diet Pepsi. Mostly, but even that isn't, like, as good for you.
All right.
Because, I think they did studies, like, the chemicals they put in that stuff actually makes you hungrier.
Right. Oh, I don't doubt it. Yeah. Well, especially with all the sugar that's in there. I remember my girlfriend and I were at a movie theater a couple weeks ago, and we looked at it's probably a 16 or 20 ounce orange Fanta, and that thing had 73 grams of sugar in it. And I used to drink that, like you said, I used to drink that stuff like it was water. And I remember before I ever even thought about weight loss, I would stop at a drive-thru on the way to work for breakfast, and I would order like a Coke with it every single morning, and then, you know, drink pop throughout the day, drink pop for lunch and then dinner. And then the other memory that comes to mind is whenever like a new video game would come out, I would always buy the same thing. I would always buy a bag, like the family size bag of Doritos and a 2 liter of Mountain Dew. And I thought, man, this is what's going to get me through like the first couple hours of playing this game. it's like nauseating to think about almost, because God, if I tried to do that now, I would probably, you know, vomit everywhere. It's really nauseating to think of, but yeah, just all the sugar that would be in my diet for that period of time right there, you know, just the pop alone throughout the day, not to mention all the, you know, garbage food I was eating.
Yeah,
it's really scary to look back on right now.
Yeah, and I did that for years too.
Right.
One piece of advice I kept getting from everyone is like, just cut out soda.
Exactly.
I'm thinking there's no way. Like, it was like an addiction. Like how much I was drinking sodas.
Yeah.
And so I was saying, well, okay, I'll switch out soda for sparkling water.
Yeah.
And that actually like came easy to me because it had the fizziness of pop.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't have like all the added like chemicals or anything like that, or the was that the caramel dye or whatever makes it dark?
Right. Yeah, the dyes, the high fructose corn syrup, all that stuff.
Yeah, it didn't have any of that. It was just fizzy. It was fizzy water. So and that felt like I was drinking pop still, but I knew it was better for me. So that actually came much easier. And I actually, like, my dad was the same way. He's like, oh, there's no way I'm ever not drinking. Again, like, there was a period where I was going through like the regular Pepsi and Coke, but for the most part, I drank the diet ones. And even my dad was like along the same lines as me, like, there's no way I can ever not drink this stuff. And he saw me like switch to sparkling water. He's like, well, let me try that. And that's what's worked for it. He personally hasn't had maybe 2 or 3 sodas in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And I've had a few, like, myself, just like when I'm out somewhere and like that's what they have, like at the movies.
Sure.
Or something. And I'll still drink like the Coke Zero.
I was just gonna say, yeah. You read my mind.
Yeah, but even that tastes sweeter than it ever did.
Right.
But it's like, but yeah, I can just have one of those, and I'm like, okay, I'm good. I don't need any more.
Exactly. Yeah, that's something my girlfriend and I get every so often is Coke Zero, just because it does give you kind of like that Coke satisfaction, but without all a lot of the junk that's in it. I mean, I'm sure it's still not the best for you. However, I think, you know, having it every so often is not definitely not the end of the world by any stretch.
Yeah. And again, like, because I'm not a, over the last year and a half, I haven't been accustomed to that taste.
Right.
It tastes different now than what I remember it tasting like.
Yeah.
Because my palate was just so like overdone with it.
Right. Well, and all that, like you said, it's hard to kick those addictions too. And that sugar rush and, you know, with all the other chemicals added, it's tough to get off.
Yeah.
Now, Joey, what did you start doing? So we got a little bit on what you started, you know, a little bit diet wise, but what got you started as far as exercise you've been doing, or what have you been doing up to this point?
Well, it started off just trying to take a walk every day, or almost every day.
Yeah.
And it started with that. It took me several months before I joined a gym.
Sure.
Which I joined Planet Fitness, and then, you know, doing some of that a few days a week. And yeah, like for the most part, it just started off walking, like trying to gradually change my diet, like again, like switching out soda with sparkling water. I would switch out like regular burgers with turkey burgers, and eggs with egg whites and bacon, turkey bacon. So I have the same breakfast every single morning, which is 4 egg whites with a little bit of cheddar cheese, with shredded cheddar cheese on top, and 4 strips of turkey bacon.
Yeah,
and that's my breakfast every single morning.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm sure it's exciting to get to eat it every morning. I can understand why you know, have it every morning, because that's awesome.
Yeah, and I think it feels good to like have a routine too.
Yeah,
because I know like that's a routine with me, and I think that's a key to being successful with this, is just knowing you have a routine and sticking with it.
Absolutely. And Joey, now that you have your gym membership, what kind of stuff have you been doing at the gym?
I started with treadmill. I tried the stair climber a few times.
Yeah.
Which I, you know, Daryl's tagged me in the 100 floor challenge a few times. I got 50 floors one time, but I haven't come close since.
Sure. It's tough.
Yeah, I've done some elliptical. I've recently got into doing the arc trainer.
Okay.
And I recently started doing a little bit with the bike. And I do a little, I don't do much weight training right now, but I do a little.
Sure.
So just treadmill, elliptical, arc trainer, a little bit of the bike.
It's awesome. Yeah, no, that's perfect. And those are, you know, great ways to really get yourself going and get your heart rate up, get your body moving. That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Now, what's been the most important thing for you as far as keeping your consistency over this time? I know we were talking before we recorded that you're up to 87 pounds lost now, which is incredible, by the way.
And thank you.
Yeah. And what do you think has been the biggest factor for you as far as staying consistent and staying on track with everything?
I don't know, having this community of support.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm starting to get like a bit of following myself, where like people are looking to me and saying I inspired them. And just having just having the mentality of, I don't want to come off as a fraud.
Mm.
Like I want to, you know, preach hard work and, like, you know, try to inspire people. And it's just like this community has been like a big, like, had a big impact on me. And right. It's leading me to do stuff like I never imagined I would do, like, just a few years ago. I signed up for the Flying Pig 10K next May.
Right.
Which the idea of, thinking back, like, before I started this, the idea of me doing that was ridiculous to me.
Sure. Oh, I get that.
Like you talk about with the title of your podcast, like, Lose Weight, Create Life, like, I'm all these new, feels like these new avenues are opening up for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's making me want to try different things and want to push myself more. And
No, that's awesome. And yeah, man, I'll be right there with you with the Flying Pig next year. I can't wait for it to come. You know, it feels like it's so far away, but it's really not. And yeah, I can't wait to get to see everybody and, you know, meet everybody and see some old faces and some new. It's going to be an awesome time, and it's going to be just an awesome time to be together and, you know, in person and, yeah, go through it together just like we have been all this time together. It's a good feeling for sure.
Yeah, and I saw all the posts from this past one, and, like, how I think that's what, like, made me want to do it.
Yeah.
Just seeing, like, everyone get together, how, what a great experience everyone said it was. And I could have just been taking it easy and signed up for the 5K, but, like, no, I had to. I'm like, I'm going to do the 10.
Yeah.
Just really kind of push myself more this first time out.
Yeah. No, that's awesome, man. Yeah. And like I said, I'll be right there with you. We'll be going through it together. So that'll be a great time. I can't wait. Now, now, Joey, what has been your mindset like if you were to have kind of struggles or any faults or anything, or, you know, days, weeks, months that you feel like, you know, is it really all worth it? Or, you know, if you have a lapse, or what do you kind of tell yourself, or what do you do for yourself to kind of get you back in gear?
Well, there have definitely been those times, and there have been, like, weeks, even a couple of months I've fallen off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when you're, like, when I was, like, on a downslide, it felt like there's, like, no, like, I didn't know how I was going to get myself back out. It doesn't seem like much of an answer, but it just, like, clicks one day again. Like, I just have to do this.
Yeah.
And then I'll go through a period where I'll lose, like, 20, 25 pounds in a month after being on the slide for a while. And yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, something just clicked. Like, when I'm down and having my struggles, it feels like I can't get it back, or I right. won't ever get it back. And then something just clicks, and I'm right back to it.
Yeah, no, I get that, and yeah, I know a lot of people have, like, mental, or, you know, verbal affirmations that they give themselves, or a little, like, verbal or mental cues. And yeah, I think the biggest thing is, like, reminding yourself, you know, what am I going towards, or what am I working for? And just really taking yourself through that all the time. It's important to keep yourself on track.
Yeah. And, or I'll go like on Instagram, and I'll reach out to a couple of people and saying, like, I'm struggling right now. Like, and they'll just be like, you know, it's like, don't beat yourself up over this. You'll get it back.
Exactly.
And again, just having this community of support. Yes.
Right.
It makes a huge difference. I can't state that enough. It makes a huge impact.
Yeah. And, you know, for anybody out there or anybody listening that's struggling, going through a lull or feels like they've lost any motivation, please, and I'm sure Joey, you'll say the same thing, but, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to one of us and, you know, or, you know, send us a video or send us a, you know, just a written message of what you're going through, what your thoughts are. And I know I'll be there to help you out, and I'm sure Joey will as well. So please don't hesitate to reach out, and we get through this together. We go through it together.
Yeah, we'll allow you there. And it's not just us. There's a whole community out there who has your back.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And yeah, it is really, really is a big community of us now that, you know, have been doing this a little while, that, you know, have certain things figured out, because nobody has it all figured out. That's for sure. But
yeah,
it's just taking it one day at a time, and you know, don't hesitate to reach out to us, and we'll help you out along the way. It really is about connecting and helping people that are going through the same journey. So,
for sure.
Now, Joey, I usually ask this at the end of every episode, and you know, I can't wait to hear your input from it. But so, let's say you're meeting somebody who's really overweight, or somebody, you know, has a lot of weight to lose, and you're just meeting them for the first time, and for whatever reason, you're only going to have a few minutes with this person, and for whatever reason, you're only going to be able to give them three pieces of advice to really get them going on their weight loss journey and to help them out. What do you think your three biggest pieces of advice would be?
Well, I think one of the first things I would say is I've been you. I've been where you are. And I know how hard it can be. And this is one of those things, like, has been said so many times, and I used to hate hearing people saying it, but now that I've gone through it, like, I'm thinking the same way. It's like, how many times have you heard someone say, if I can do it, anyone can do it?
Right.
Like every diet pill commercial, or, like, even though I don't believe in diet pills or any of that stuff, like, all of those infomercials, whatever, has someone saying, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And I hated when people would say that, because I felt I wasn't able to do it.
Yeah.
But I think I'm one of those people now, because the first thing I would say is I've been there. I know what it's like. You can do this. You have to put in the work, because it's going to be more work than you think. And I think I would also say to not be afraid to put yourself out there. If this is something you're into, start an Instagram and look for other people to follow and interact with.
Right.
And don't be afraid to put yourself out there, because again, like, there is a whole community out there who will have your back and who will push you, like, beyond what you think you can do.
Right.
I'm honestly, like, not much one for dispensing advice, because there are days where I don't know how the hell I'm doing this.
Sure. Oh, I get that.
Again, take it one day at a time. Don't try to change everything all at once. You know, take gradual steps, and okay, there's going to be frustrating moments again, like with the scale. Don't rely on the scale, because if you're going by what the scale says, if you feel you're doing everything right and it's not reflecting, just It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, to absolutely.
To use another cliched line.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I get it. Yeah. You know, they're cliche for a reason. It's because they're true more times than not. And that's exactly it, man. No, I love it. Now, Joey, take the floor for a second. Tell us where we can get in touch with you at, stay in touch with you at, where we can find you, and tell us everything you're working on right now.
Well, I am on Instagram at Joey Losing Weight. I have a podcast called the Joey Losing Weight Podcast, which you can find on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. I believe it's on most podcast platforms, but it's on the two big ones. So, yeah, follow me on Instagram. Subscribe to my podcast. I use it to talk with other members of this fitness community on Instagram. But I'll the fitness side is the center of my podcast. But I do different episodes on different topics. I know you had. You just had Amanda on.
Yeah.
Her and I do a weekly series where we talk about albums from different boy bands.
Yeah.
Right now we're talking about the Backstreet Boys. We're going through their entire catalog and talking about each album and, you know, looking up behind the scenes trivia on it. And it's just a... Aside from the weight loss, it's just a fun little series we like to do. I have another one that I co-host with my friend Allison on there, where we focus on mental health.
Mm.
And I'll throw in once in a while I'll do a mini solo episode, and other times I'll have another member of this fitness community on to talk with me. And I talk a few different things on there, but you can it's called the Joey Losing Weight Podcast, and you get it on iTunes or Spotify.
That's perfect. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your time, Joey. Thank you so much for coming on here and sharing some insight with us. I know a lot of people will get a lot of benefit out of this episode, and yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was great to talk to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Joey. Thank you so much. I want to thank Joey again for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to reach out to Joey and I and let us know what you liked about the episode. Also, if there's somebody else out there you'd like me to talk to or another topic, please feel free to reach out to me at Ryan Tomko on Instagram and let me know what you want to hear or who you want to hear from next. And in case you haven't been told this today, my friends, remember, you are worth your dreams.